to give shade for this road, he planted left and right bakula trees, which grew very fast in his meditation and covered the road with nice shades. And to see that it was not so hot, he mentally placed many lakes left and right at the side of the road. And what he did then is he created nice breezes which went over the lakes. The water cooled, natural air conditioning, you could say. And in this way, the road was soft, it was fragrant, it was shady, and it was cooled by ever fresh breezes. So as he constructed this road in his mind, he came as far as Kanai Natashala. But when he had reached Kanai Natashala, although he tried and tried and tried, he could not build the road any further. He felt that he was blocked, he was stopped. And in this way, he felt very confused. After some time, however, he began to understand that the reason why I can't construct the road any further than this particular village, Kanai Natashala, must be that the Lord will just not move any further than Kanai Natashala. He will reach this village and then he will return, most properly because he feels there are too many people with him who walk on the pilgrimage. When you go on a sacred pilgrimage, you shouldn't be with too many people. You should be with trusted people, one or two or three. That's sufficient. Nishingananda very boldly announced his findings. I know for sure that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this journey will not reach Vrindavan Dham, but he will stop many, many miles before Vrindavan Dham at the village of Kanai Natashala. I know this because I... And then he stopped. What he didn't say is that he had seen everything in his meditation. And just like we heard yesterday from Srila Prabhupada, we will hear today also, what you experience in meditation, that is something of a spiritual value. That's something real. That's even more real than what you live and experience in the outer platform. Prabhupada writes a very amazing purport, and this purport has helped me in very difficult times of my life. I will read to you parts of this purport, and then I will tell you how I personally experienced how that what Prabhupada says is really true. He writes, "For a devotee, it is the same whether he materially constructs a path or constructs a path within his mind. This is so because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana, is bhava-grahi, or appreciative of the sentiment. For him, a path made with actual jewels and a path made of mental jewels, jewels of the mind, are the same. Although the mind is subtle, it is also matter. So any path, indeed anything for the service of the Lord, whether in gross matter or in subtle matter, is accepted equally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So let us think about it. Hare Krishna, thank you. Please. Prabhupada says here, there is no difference between what you do for Krishna in the mind or what you do for Krishna in matter. I have often experienced this in my life. I want to share with you a particularly touching episode in my own life. As you know, or as I have told some of you, a few years ago, I was between life and death. I was in the hospital, and there was the first the surgery, and everything went very good. But then I caught a very bad infection, which was which was just too much, and which was almost killing me. So at that time, I received a phone call from my friend in Vrindavan, Bhurijan Prabhu, and I was not able to talk much. Bhurijan said, "How are you?" And I said, "In pain, my nerves are trembling. I don't know, it doesn't look very well for me at the moment." Then Bhurijan lovingly said, "What is your wish now?" And I said, "Well, my wish is I want to dance for Radha and Krishna for their pleasure only." Bhurijan said, "Really?" So the next day, per express, Sadanandi sent a picture of Radha Syam Sunda. Bhurijan Prabhu had immediately gone with his photo camera before the altar of Radha Syam Sunda in Vrindavan. He had photographed the outfit of Radha Syam Sunda, and by modern internet technique, he had sent that picture to Saranandi in Goloka Dham, who printed it out and sent it by super fast Garuda Express to the hospital. And I received that picture, and that picture stayed with me, and it is still with me. And every day, what I did is, I danced for half an hour before Radha Syam Sunda in my mind. And to this day, I think that's why I became so healthy again, because Radha Syam Sunda accepted my dance, because, as Prabhupada writes, this is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardhan, is bhava-grahi, or appreciative of the sentiment. For him, a path made with actual jewels and a path made of mental jewels are exactly the same. So you could say, for him, if you dance in your physical body or if you dance in your mind, it's absolutely the same. And my dear devotees, this is precisely what we are trying to do here in this seminar. We try to teach you to dance in your mind. We try to bring you into that space where your heart is open for devotional activities. Because through these devotional activities, if you can connect with Krishna in this practice, you will go from the material dimension to the spiritual dimension. Why? Simply because Krishna accepts your service, which you do when you think of pleasing Krishna and connecting with Krishna. Before we will sing a song in this connection, I would like to tell you about the construction of the temple of the heart. There was once a great king in South India who was building a great temple. For many, many months, no, years, he had constructed Gopurams, that means gates, many walls, a beautiful altar with granite, And he was just about to install the deity and open the temple. He fixed a date. It was in the early spring. And he, let us call it March the 15th, and he was announcing it. Then all of a sudden, one night, the Lord appeared in his dream and said, "I'm busy on March the 15th. I am already invited for another opening of another temple. I can't come for your temple opening." The king in his dream was surprised, but also happy. He thought, "Oh my Lord, you're coming in another temple? May I know where the temple is so that I can participate in that grand temple opening? And afterwards, when that temple is opened, then I can maybe open my temple for you and you will come." The Lord said, "That temple is very special." "Oh, all the better. Let me go to the temple special opening. Please tell me the location of the temple." The Lord said, "Well, in the neighboring temple, neighboring country, there is one town called Rangam. And next to Rangam, you will find a river. And on the banks of that river, there is Krishna Das, and he will open the temple in that time." Then the Lord disappeared, and the king had this information: Rangam, 15th of March, and I must go there. So he took all his ministers, he crossed the border, came into the neighboring kingdom, and asked the king, "I heard a big, big temple will be opened, just like the temple which I'm building." The king said, "Well, I should know about it. Where is the opening of that new big temple?" "Well, it's just outside your town, Rangam." "What? Where exactly is it?" "It's on the banks of the river Kaveri," is the river. "Kaveri? I know Kaveri, but I have not observed any temple construction at the banks of the Kaveri. Who opens the temple?" The king said, Well, Krishna does." "From whom do you know this?" said the king. "There are so many Krishna Dasas. Everyone is Krishna Das here." The king didn't want to say. He didn't want to appear foolish. But he did ask in the town through his ministers if anyone knew about Krishna Das. And finally, one very old man said, "There is a Krishna Das. He meditates under a tree at the banks of a river, Kaveri. You go to him. He's the best Krishna Das." So the king went the next day with all his ministers, found that particular tree, and found a devotee sitting there and just meditating. Tears of love were streaming down his cheeks. And the devotee was not seeing the king. Finally, the king sent a minister. "The king is here. Please receive him." So Krishna just opened his eyes and said, "Oh, a visitor, what has brought you to this fallen soul who cries for Krishna, but Krishna never comes? Krishna has not shown me any mercy." The king now understood. He said, "Oh, on the 15th of March, Krishna will appear to you, Krishna Das. And he will appear to you in an extraordinary temple, which is even more important to him than the temple which I'm building just near the border on the other side, in the other kingdom. Krishna does. Krishna will appear in your heart. He has told me in a dream. I was so arrogant. I thought when I built an outer temple with granite and stones, then Krishna would come and be pleased. He is not coming. He told me he's busy. He will come only to that temple. That one temple which you build, that temple of the heart. My dear devotees, listen to another story with great attention. Once there was Lala Babu. He is my hero. Lala Babu was a rich man. Half of Calcutta was in his possession. One evening, he asked his pujari, "Can you please bring me a Mahaprasad?" The pujari brought the soup. Lala Babu ate the soup, and while he ate the soup, he felt the hair. His pujari had a specially long sika, and one hair from the sika was there. Lala Babu, who wore leather shoes at that time, called the pujari. "Hey pujari, what is this?" "It's from your hair, you rascal." And he kicked the pujari with his leather shoe here. And his kick was so strong that the pujari died the next day from inner bleeding. And Lala Babu found out that he had killed his priest. He became very, very thoughtful. He knew this offense would be very difficult to overcome. He changed his ways. One evening, he wanted to divert his thoughts, and he went on a palanquin. He was very rich. So the banks of the river Jamuna, no, Ganga in Calcutta is Ganga. There were dancers before his palanquin. He smoked a hookah. That's socially acceptable for rich people. In India, and for poor people, it's in Braj. Everyone does it when it gets cold. I mean, the Braj Basis do it, not the Hare Krishna devotees. They were passing by a fisher's girl. Her father was sleeping at that time. And she called to her father, "Bella Holo, Bella Holo." It means in Bengali, "Let's go home, father." She wanted to say, "It's late, the sun is setting, let's go home." So when Lala Babu heard these words, "Let's go home," an electrical current came into his heart. His breath became hot. He dismissed all his servants. He went back to his huge, huge mansion. It was like a palace. He sat down. He wrote a goodbye letter to his family. And the letter said simply one sentence: "Dear family members, I have gone home." He had reflected about his life and how, due to arrogance, he had killed another person, and that after his death there would be the consequences. He left all his riches and he walked to Vrindavan. There in Vrindavan, he took shelter under Siddha Krishnadas Baba, and he lived by begging. After some time, he decided to build a temple for Krishna in Vrindavan. And he constructed a wonderful temple, which is one of my favorite temples. It is the temple of my tears. It's the Radha Krishna Chandra temple. He sent a letter home to Calcutta asking for money, and because he was just so rich, all the money came in gold, and he spent it to build a beautiful temple to Krishna Chandra. At the temple installation, you know, he was a good soul. At the temple installation, he wanted to see if the deity was alive. So he, if he was there. So he took a cup like this, filled it with ghee, and put it on the head of Krishna Chandra. And after 5 minutes, and then he said, "Show me that you are alive. Show me that you care for the sinner Lala Babu." When he took the cup down, the ghee was melted. The Lord had heated up the cup with his own bodily heat. "Show me that you can breathe. My heart is tormented with that memory of the priest. That priest comes back in my dream, and please show me that you accept my temple. Please show me that you have accepted my endeavors to build this big building for you." And then he asked the priest to take some cotton, bring it to the nose of Krishna Chandra, and in fact the cotton moved with the in and out going breath of the deity. The deity showed him that he has circulation and is warm, and that he breathes and is alive. So, Lala Babu should have been the most happy person, but he was not. Because Lala Babu was not initiated. One day, he went to Siddharth Krishnadas Baba and said, "Will you initiate me?" "No," said Krishnadas Baba, "I will only initiate you when you build another temple. You have built a temple with stone and granite, but now you need to build the temple of the heart. Only when you have built that temple will Krishna really show himself to you. Only then will he give you his real mercy. Only then I will give you the sacred mantra. I'm waiting for that temple, the temple of your heart." So Lala Babu from that day on became extremely determined. He chanted most of his days, he cried tears of loving ecstasy, and in the evening he would go begging for food. It's called Madhukari. He would go to everyone in Vrindavan except for one person. He would go to the street sweepers. He would go to the Goswamis. He would go to the Brijbasi families to beg for Madhukari. He would go to everyone except for Sethji. Sethji was his political enemy and a rich man from his previous life when he was the rich man in Calcutta. And he had that pride in his heart. "I will never beg from my previous enemy. I will not show myself before him." But as he continued to chant, and as he continued to think about this task of building the temple of the heart, a place so attractive that Krishna would appear in his mind and never leave him. As he was thinking like this, one day he had a turn in mind, and he said, "Most probably, Krishna will only come when I give up this pride, this last mountain between him and me." So he went one evening to Sethji. It was noontime. There were hundreds of beggars before Sethji's door asking for food, and the men of Sethji were distributing generously. Then all of a sudden one man came in to Seiji. He was sitting there, a rich man, bedecked with gold embroidered cloth. And this man said, "Before your door is Lala Babu." "Oh my God," said Seiji. "Does he have weapons with him?" "No," said the man. "He has only a bee bag with him and one loincloth." "Is there a knife under the loincloth?" The man said, "You don't know Lala Babu. He has changed his whole life. He has become a beggar, a sadhu." "What? And he comes to me? What does he want?" Seiji was all upset. He felt an assassination attempt would be made by Lala Babu. So the man went out to Lala Babu out and then said, "Seiji has sent me and asked me, what do you want?" "Bhiksha dehi," said Lala Babu. "Bhiksha means what you beg is a big bhiksha. It can be money or it can be food." The man turned around and went to Lala Babu. "He says he wants your mercy. He wants some bhiksha, a donation." "Call him in," said Seiji, "but have my guards ready." You know, these were big men. It was like Obama meeting, I don't know, Mrs. Merkel, or no, someone, you know, Bin Laden, or I don't know. Anyways, he called, Lala Babu came into that temple, that building, very humbly, and he bowed down to Seiji and said, "Seiji, I'm hungry. For so long, I felt like your enemy. Pride was keeping me from coming to you. I could not see you because of the mountain of false ego. Now, please give me food. I'm very hungry. I've not eaten anything the whole day." Seiji called one servant. The servant came with a silver plate covered with jewels and gold. Lala Babu said, "You're giving me this? But I'm a beggar." "No," said Seiji, "you are a king. You have overcome the worst obstacle. You have overcome your pride. I have to give you the donation one gives to a king. Please accept, and you will have all the food from this plate which you need." So Lala Babu took that money, gave it for food distribution in Vrindavan, and still this food distribution is going on to the sadhus. You can eat from Lala Babu's free kitchen, even though he has left the body since a long time. At that time, something happened. Krishna, who knows what is going on in the heart of the devotees, informed Siddha Krishna Das Baba, who ran from all the way from Vrindavan. He was an old man. All the way from Govardhan, he ran to Vrindavan. "Where is Lala Babu? Where is Lala Babu?" And when he found Lala Babu, he embraced him with tears and said, "Now you will get the sacred mantra. Now you are ready, because now you are able to build the temple of the heart, the real temple in which Krishna will come and never leave you." So Lal Babu became a great, great devotee. His death is very telling. One day he went to the street crossing where the Mathura Road meets the Bhaktivedanta Swami Mark. It's a street crossing which now is full with buses, but in the old time it was full with horse-drawn carriages. Tongas they are called. So he went there, and one horse became pagal. Pagal means crazy, that's what they say. Not really crazy. Usmiriran, what is it? Disturbed, disturbed. And the horse ran free, ran where Lala Babu was, and kicked him at the same place where Lala Babu had kicked the priest. He fell to the ground, and with a happy smile, he said, Krishna, thank you. Krishna, Krishna. And he left his body on the crossing of the Mathura road to the Bhaktivedanta Swami Mark and went back home, back to Godhead. My dear devotees, next time you are in Vrindavan, go to Lala Babu's Mandir. It opens at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a very wonderful temple. You must go, you must see, you must walk. So I want to tell this to give this as a inspiration to all of you. Kindly think how you will use the new informations, the new inspirations, and the new realizations you have made during your retreat to also build the temple of your heart. One wall has to be out of devotion. The other wall has to be out of humility. And the next wall has to be built out of eagerness. Then you have to build a roof of bhakti. And then you have to install the Supreme Personality of Godhead by simply serving the sadhus, listening to the Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name, visiting the holy dham, and worshipping the deity. And then you have a temple, the temple of your heart, where the Lord will stay and never go. These processes which you have learned are like roads, roads which will bring you from the material dimension to the spiritual dimension. These processes are, for those of you who know what they are, dimension gates, Dimensionstore, or they are mesocosmic agents, or they are simply, in simple words, Krishna appearing and bringing you into the sacred space. I would like to do now two things to end this wonderful evening. I would like to sing with you a song about the temple of the heart. And then we will do a nice concluding kirtan where you will be able to offer a light and your presence to Radha Madan Mohan and pray to them. So I will just... So let me again say we will sing this song, and right after this... Oh my God, this is a beautiful picture of Krishna. No, it's not a picture, it's a beautiful Krishna. after this, we will do a kirtan, Hare Krishna kirtan, and then... we will put everything, there will be lights, and you can offer lights and then sit with us and chant. It will be very nice. So who of you intends to play karatals? Would you please come here so that we have a strong and proper musical presence? No one? But only those who know to play cartels. Huh? It's a science which... Krishna Murari. Krishna Murari, Mama Mana Mane Re, Rani Shidi, Krishna Murari. Shri Krishna Murari, Mama Mana Mandire, Rani Shri Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari. Mama Mana Mandire Anishidin Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari. Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Bhakti Priti Mala Chandan, Tumi Niyo He Niyo Jitanandan, Tumi Niyo He Niyo Jitanandan, Tumi Niyo He Niyo Jitanandan. Jivana marana tava puja nivedan. Jivana marana tava puja nivedan. Sunnada he manahari, sunnada he manahari, sunnada he manahari. Mama mana mandire, Rani Shri Krishna Murari, Shri Krishna Murari, Mama Mana Mandire, Rani Shri Krishna Murari. Krishna Murari, no Esho Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Esho Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Esho Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara. Abhi prema pradipe arotik soma. Prema pradipe arotik soma. No. Maki. Nayana Yamuna Jale Anibara, Nayana Yamuna Jale Anibara,
Nayane Jamuna Jare Anivara. Tomara Virahe Giridhare. Tomara Virahe Giridhare. Anamana Mandire Rahani Siddhin Krishna Murari. Sri Krishna Murari. Hare Krishna Murari Mama Mana Mandire Rahanishi in Krishna Murari. Oh, Amarama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Na Krishna Hare 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 Rama Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please sing, sing from the heart. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, De Radha Madan Mohan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haibo! Jai Radha Madan Mohan! Haibo! Bo! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Ma! Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.